Chapter 4 The Marketing Mix, and Related Concepts. The Marketing 1009, Product, Price, Place, Promotion. The concept of the four picoseconds, product, price, place, promotion. There are many factors that relate to the marketing process. Four of the most important are the product, the price, the place, and promotion. In the marketing literature, this is known as the four P's. It is more useful to think of the four P's as four general categories, because there are many factors, and the huge amount of information that relates product, the price, the place, and promotion. An entire book can easily be written on each of these concepts. I have written four separate chapters that follow this one, on product, price, place, and promotion, as well as a number of discussions about these concepts throughout the book. In this chapter, I provide a relatively brief description of the four P's. The product is anything that can be sold or marketed. For a product to be successfully marketed, it must meet the needs of the consumers. More precisely, the consumers must perceive the need, utility, and advantages in buying the product. For a business to succeed, it is necessary to obtain products that meet the needs of its market as perceived from the point of view of the consumers. Alternatively, a company can search for markets and market segments that need its products. The price of a product for a profit-making organization must be high enough to make a profit. However, the price of a product generally must be at a level that is perceived as appropriate by the consumers. Generally, when consumers make purchases, they consciously or unconsciously weigh the value of the product against its price. Often, the lower the price, the greater the sales volume will be, but this is not always true. Sometimes, a low price conveys to consumers inferior quality. With luxury items, a low price might reduce the status, or snob appeal, of the product, which might reduce the rate of sales. The place where the product is sold, the distribution outlets, the methods of moving the product to the place of sales. Products must be sold where they are needed, and where there are consumers that are willing and able to pay for it. This by itself can determine the success or failure of a product. Some products are sold by the manufacturer directly to the consumer. This is especially the case for handcrafted items, created by small businesses. However, most products are sold from the manufacturer to a large retail outlet, such as a department store, or to a wholesaler. Wholesalers generally sell their merchandise to small and medium-sized retailers. The method of shipping and the cost of shipping can be very significant with large objects, especially if they are relatively inexpensive. Shipping costs are less important for small lightweight items, especially if they are relatively expensive. Promotion: any type of publicity, advertising or communication that relates to selling a product. The most obvious example of promotion is advertising. However, there are other types of promotion, such as face-to-face sales talk to individual consumers, word-of-mouth publicity, and mass media publicity. Mass media publicity is obtained when companies provide news releases about the organization or its products. Publicity stunts, parades, and fireworks are additional methods that are sometimes used by large retailers to obtain publicity.